KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's time for the Coach's Show as we talk some area football as well as some Wyndham volleyball here on KDOM. It's 74 degrees right now here in Wyndham. 74 and cloudy, but bringing you the Coach's Show here on KDOM. So stay tuned as we'll start with local football coaches here on KDOM.
Now, Hy-Vee Fuel Saver is Hy-Vee Perks. Get the same great benefits like fuel savings. Plus, save even more with members-only Hy-Vee Perks prizes. Make the switch or sign up today. It's free and easy.
Five Star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100.
Back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM. I've got Coach Curry of HLOF Football. And Coach, we talked last week, knew it was going to be a challenge this last week against Hills of Beaver Creek, one of the best teams in the state in nine-man football. You know, a really fast team on the edges. They've got nothing but athletes over there in Hills. You know, a tough one for you guys, and Hills Beaver Creek got to win 50-15.
Yeah, they're kind of a different class than pretty much everyone that we see in terms of their athletes, their physicality, and everything else that they can do. They just have so many answers that you're not even sure what the question is, and they've got answers for it. So we went in there and unfortunately a little dinged up, and we're getting healthier now. But to not be at full strength and take them on is even more of a challenge. So credit to them. We did not play our best game, and that's unfortunate, but they're a really good team, too, and so we're looking to bounce back this week.
Yeah, Coach, you know, this week you got an opponent that you're very familiar with in Red Rock Central. Last year you guys were able to get the better of them in Fulda. This year going on the road, and the Falcons coming into this one with a lot of confidence. They're 3-0 on the year, and, you know, looking for, I'm sure, a little bit of payback from last year. What are some things you guys are going to have to do here coming up on Friday to try to pull off the win and end this losing streak?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is Carter Trickleson on both sides of the ball. I mean, I think he is one of the best players in Southwest Minnesota, and, you know, we know that they're looking to get him the ball whenever they can, however they can, as often as they can. And then he's also a focal point of their defense as well. And, with him offensively, we have to do our best. He's not going to shut him down, but can we contain him without giving something else up? I think that's the key, is how do we focus on that and try to slow him down and not give up plays in other areas. And then offensively, we got to get back to being physical. I think we were the first 2 weeks, and we were not last week, and that hurt us. So getting back to being physical and keeping things off balance, I think, is a major key for us. And that includes knowing where guys like Carter are on defense as well and making sure that we get them blocked. So, we got to be physical on both sides of the ball and, focus on Carter on defense, and then offensively focus on being more physical and getting a few more explosive plays.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, should be a lot of fun on Friday night. I'm sure the Coyote faithful will show up and show out, but if they can't make it, they can listen on Hot Country 94.3. Red Rock Central hosting here on Lake Okabena, Fulda. Coach, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. We'll catch up with you again here down the road.
Sounds great. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience, one place.
Member FDIC.
To the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Hildebrand of Mountain Lake Area Football. And Coach, we talked last week, we knew headed into Edgerton, a little bit shorthanded, was was going to be a tough go of it, and, you know, the Dutchmen weren't going to be pulling any punches with the history between the two teams and, you know, always being a tough matchup and, you know, headed to Edgerton, tough place to play this year as well, and the Dutchmen got the win 60-8.
Yeah, they really took it to us. They're a very, very good football team, both offensively and defensively, and Coach Fleischman's a fantastic coach and the rest of his staff, so... we talked about last week being a little bit shorthanded, didn't help matters, but we could play that game 100 times and the outcome's probably the same every time. So, was very impressed with their squad, and them as a coaching staff as well. They called the dogs off a little bit early for us and, it just, not the funnest game to be a part of, but we battled as best as we could, and we're hoping to have a little bit different of a result this coming week.
Yeah, and you got Grenada, Huntley, East Chain, Truman coming to town this Friday. And, you know, it is a tough situation to be in, you know, with the low numbers and injuries and all that stuff. How do you kind of get the guys up and moving here as the Jaguars come to town?
Yeah, it's one where actually the lack of experience, probably the only thing that's helpful with that is that they probably don't understand the situation we're in, at least mentally. They don't know how tough it's actually going to be for us to compete and win a football game. So that's kind of our hope is that ignorance can carry a little bit of belief for them. You know, we've had a okay start to the week preparation-wise. Would like to see a little bit better numbers at practice with kids being sick and still banged up from Friday night. And with a group that's inexperienced and hasn't had to play a ton, trying to stress to them the importance of practice and preparation is what actually, you know, helps on Friday nights. And right now we're just not there. We're just not getting that consistent participation in practice. So until we get that, it's going to be a long, tough road for us. But as far as this week goes, you know, it's homecoming week. I think the kids are pretty fired up to get back out on the field and just battle again. I mean, Friday left a sour taste in everybody's mouth. So we definitely have some kids that are hungry, ready to get out there, and we're just kind of getting ready to go, and they're a good football team. I think they're 1-2 on the year, but they have some really, really nice athletes and some size up front that definitely is going to be a challenge for us. So we're just going to prepare them the best we can and kind of hope things go a little bit different on Friday night.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you being here on the Coach's Show. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Sounds good. Thank you, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Looking for a fun way to improve your golf game, rain or shine? Come to Bark Indoor Golf, your year-round golfing destination. Open every day, Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 1012 Fifth Avenue. Book your tee time easily online at barkindoorgolf.com.
With over 40 years of State Farm insurance experience under one roof, Kelsey Fossing State Farm in Springfield puts the life in life insurance and will double check to make sure you're getting all of your discounts. Contact Kelsey Fossing State Farm Insurance Agency in Springfield at 507-723-6295.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jennigas of Red Rock Central Football, and a great start to the season for you guys, Coach. 3-0 and a big win against Renville County West, a team that has given you some troubles the last couple of years. You know, a real solid team, but you guys able to pull off the big victory here last Friday, 46-6.
Yeah, you know, over the last, you know, especially last year, RCW has played a style of football that our kids had struggled with, you know, physical downhill runner read option type of game plan, and our guys came last Friday with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder and trying to get some redemption for our two losses to them last year, and I thought our guys showed up and did a really good job of executing the game plan on both sides of the ball. and you know, the scoreboard, you know, kind of reflected our efforts all week long of focusing on shutting down their running game and you know, putting ourselves in a position to have a good field position, you know, and a good chance to win the game.
Absolutely. Had to feel good getting that big win. And now 3-0 headed into this Friday night at home against the Heron-Lincoln Cabina Fulton team who, you know, the last couple of years they've been kind of building and building. And, you know, they've had a little bit of a rough start to the season, have played some really good competition, are looking to bounce back against you guys. What are some things you're looking forward to here on Friday against the Coyotes?
You know, they're going to be physical up front. They got a number of experienced offensive and defensive linemen. The quarterback that's been there now is in his fourth year as a starter. And then, you know, a variety of offensive looks from wing T to some spread option type stuff. You know, all things that, you know, you got to be ready for on the defensive side of the ball. You know, defensively, they're going to, you know, play four big guys on the line of scrimmage and try to slow down the run game. So we'll have to continue to expand our passing game a little bit, you know, like we did last week. And hopefully, you know, that keeps them back a little bit and loosens up our you know, the front for the running game and, you know, just kind of play it one snap at a time. We know the last 5 years, every time we played them, it's been a physical battle. And, you know, both sides, the kids show up to play hard on against each other. And, you know, we'll see. I think it'll come down to the, you know, eliminating mistakes and turnovers and trying to, you know, have a solid game plan on both sides of the ball that gets executed well.
All right, sounds like a plan, Coach. Excited to be there on Hot Country 94.3, 7 o'clock kickoff, Red Rock Central, hosting Heron Lake Okavina Fulda in some football action. Appreciate the time, Coach, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, Zach.
We'll be back with more here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Whether you're looking for hardware, tools, quality paints, home goods, or gift items, Schwalbach Ace Hardware has it all. Schwalbach Ace Hardware is committed to being the helpful place for offering knowledgeable advice and quality products. Shop Schwalbach Ace Hardware, Wyndham, Jackson, and Worthington.
KDOM Radio, AM 1580, FM 103.1. It's The Coach's Show, and we're about halfway through here. It's time to announce the KDOM Hy-Vee of Wyndham Player of the Week. And this week, it is a Red Rock Conference athlete. Westbrook Walnut Grove volleyball player Carly Ross is our Player of the Week. The KDOM Hy-Vee Player of the Week. It's Wyndham senior, Westbrook Walnut Grove senior Carly Ross of the Chargers for her performance in the 3-0 win over the Heron Lake Okavina Fulda Coyotes last Thursday. So congratulations to Westbrook Walnut Grove senior Carly Ross on being the KDOM Hy-Vee of Wyndham Player of the Week. Still more coaches to get to, including Carly's dad, as Carter Ross up next for Westbrook Walnut Grove here on KDOM.
Here when you need us the most, Triumph State Bank is hometown banking at its best. Personal or business, first savings account or business loans, Triumph State Bank offers options to help with all your banking needs. Stop by your local Triumph State Bank or find us online at triumphbanks.com.
Welcome back to The Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Carter Ross of Westbrook Walnut Grove Football. Coming off a tough one, Coach, here last Friday, had an Adrian Ellsworth team. You know, a team with a lot of numbers and a very physical ball club coming down from 11-man from last year. You know, they really like to, you know, play that physical brand of football, and they took the win there 58-14.
Yeah, you know, we scrimmaged them, so we knew what they were made of, what they were going to do. What they did in the scrimmage was totally different. They kind of went away from what they were going to do, I think, early in the season, went to more power football. So we kind of loaded the box up defensively and had some success early doing that, and then it kind of bit us later in the game. But, you know, we gave up a touchdown on a on the first possession. They had we got them at 3rd and 7, and we had some responsibility issues, and they were able to pick up the first down and then eventually score. So we were down 8-0 right away, and, you know, to our kids' credit, you know, they've responded all year. We've been behind in the previous two games, and we were able to get back in it. So, and that's what happened Friday night, where we didn't score on our first possession, but we were able to punt them deep. Neil Keel's been punting the ball exceptionally well, and our coverage team has been great. And then kind of put them back, you know, inside their 20, and we were able to stop them, get the ball back in plus territory, culminated the drive with Connor Jacobs to Neil Keel touchdown pass, where Neil made a pretty nice catch. And, you know, right there, boom, it's 8-6. We're in the game, and, you know, unfortunately for us, the injury bug kind of took over. You know, we lost Keel for a couple plays here and there. We were able to score, and I think the biggest play of the game was after it was 16-6. We went down, I think, no, it was 20-6, and we were able to score to get it to 20-14, and then they took the kickoff back, really stopped our momentum. And it kind of went downhill from there. We lost Connor for the game on an unfortunate eye injury, so we had to go to our backup quarterback, Kyle Curry. We lost our center for a significant amount of time, so, and then our tight end was six, so he didn't play anymore. So we were really scrambling. That's one thing, we don't have a ton of depth. We have decent numbers. We just don't have a ton of depth at, you know, for Friday night football. So game kind of slipped away. We had some chances before half and just didn't connect and didn't execute the right way. And went in the halftime 31-14, and they came out and were able to open it up a little bit. We loaded the box against their power set, and they were able to sneak their tight ends behind us and got a couple scores. So the final score ended up 58-14. I thought it was a little closer than that. But we'll regroup and get ready for the next week.
Yeah, Coach, and that next week is this week against a really, really good Hills Beaver Creek team. You know, a lot of people are looking at them as one of the favorites in 9-man, arguably the best team in the state. And, you know, you guys going on the road again for that matchup, what are some things you're looking for from your guys going up against the Patriots?
Well, you know, they present a lot of problems. They have some, their team speed is, you know, just watching them on film. And, you know, I remember from last year, their team speed is just crazy. You know, not only their skill players, but their linemen are extremely quick and, you know, strong. They're not like 6'4", 290. They're just really fast. So, you know, our game plan going into the game's got to be, you know, we got to go north and south. We can't do a lot of dancing. Just looking at their defense, I'm speaking offensively, you know, we need to go straight ahead. So I don't think we'll be running too many bubble screens and too many jet sweeps and things like that. It's just, they're just too quick. So everything we're going to do has to be north and south. And then defensively, you know, our battle cry has been stopping the run, you know, well, this year, but the last 5 years. And ironically, Hills has got a very good passing game. And with their speed on the edge with Bush and Metzger, that we have to develop a scheme that's going to slow their passing game down. Otherwise, it's going to be an extremely long night. So I think we got that in place, and we'll see how that goes. And you know what? What a better, you go down there and play the number one ranked team in the state and see what happens.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, good luck here on Friday night in Hills. We appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show. We'll talk to you again down the road.
All right, thanks.
And we'll be back. You bet. And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Extra Touch Auto of Windham has it all. Used vehicles for sale, paintless dent repair, windshield repair, tires, and general car repairs. Call Paul at Extra Touch Auto, 507-831-1314.
If you grow soybeans here in Minnesota, know that biodiesel increases the value of a bushel of soybeans by nearly 63 cents and removes 230,000 vehicles from Minnesota's roads. Visit mnsoybean.org and learn more. This message is brought to you by the Cottonwood County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Minion of Windham Football. Coach, you know, Friday night, a tough one against the Laverne Cardinals. You know, first drive of the game was a great one. You guys were able to go in and score and, you know, a little bit back and forth there in that first quarter into the second. But, you know, felt like the end of that second quarter, you know, things turned pretty quickly and kind of a little bit of a domino effect there and just really couldn't get back on your feet. And the Cardinals got to win 49-14.
Yeah, it was an encouraging start to the game. You know, I thought we matched up pretty well physically with them this year, and that hasn't always been the case historically. So it was really awesome to see our guys fight for that first quarter and a half, and then we did face some adversity kind of halfway through that second quarter, and I think that's the next step in our program is to be able to fight through some adversity and keep that mental toughness up. So, yeah, it snowballed on us a little bit. But it was encouraging to see us play a good quarter and a half of football and know that we just need to sustain that for four quarters.
Absolutely. You know, a tough one there. And, you know, some adversity coming this week in a little bit of a different form. You guys happen to play on a Saturday, an 11 a.m. game on the road. You know, that can always kind of throw a little bit of a wrench into things as you kind of get off that routine of playing every Friday night. You guys got a Saturday morning game against Minnesota Valley Lutheran. What are you looking for from your guys headed in to New Ulm on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm looking for the guys to just have a bounce back. You know, the last 2 weeks we have felt like both of those games were at least able to be much more competitive than they were. And like you said, now Saturday morning, it's going to change up our schedule a little bit. It might not have the same feel for energy levels when it's a Saturday morning versus a Friday night under the lights. So I'm looking for our group to show that experience and leadership that we have and come out and still bring the energy and be ready to play on Saturday. MVL's a pretty physical, pretty aggressive, fast football team. So we just have to be able to not start slow and come out ready to play.
All right, Coach, looking for a bounce back on Saturday. We appreciate you taking the time. Good luck, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yep, thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Midway Farm Equipment is the region's only independently owned AGCO dealer. From Massey Ferguson tractors and Gleaner combines to precision planters and versatile track tractors, we have it all at Midway Farm Equipment, celebrating 93 years in Mountain Lake.
Breeze Collision Center. We don't have to meet by accident. Paint, body, collision in class. We're repairing them to make them last. 831-4121.
The DeFreeze Collision Center of Windham.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM. I've got Coach Fast of Windham Volleyball, and we're all excited. Big game yesterday, but let's go back here. First, talk about the weekend, Coach. You guys had a tournament in Jackson in which turned out a lot better than the last tournament you guys were involved in, able to get some wins over there in Jackson.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we kind of have the joke that September 6th wasn't even a date on the calendar. We don't even talk about September 6th anymore. Well, we try not to anyways. But yeah, the girls showed up on Saturday down at the Carolyn Hummel Invitational. We went 3-1. We beat New Ulm right away in the morning in pool play and then beat a solid MCC team in three. Turned around and got ourselves in the gold bracket and unfortunately came up short against Adrian Ellsworth, who's a very good team. They defend the ball very well. And then turned around for that third, fourth place game and ended up beating MCW to come in third out of 12 teams. So, you know, like I said, we were Saturday was like, come on, we got to come ready to play. And I'm just really proud of the girls for showing up that morning and that day and putting in some long, I mean, tournaments are long. You know, we leave in the morning and I don't think we got back till 4 in the afternoon. So it takes our whole day. But I just am proud of how the girls showed up and competed. And, you know, after that Adrian Ellsworth loss, we were kind of defeated. But like I told them, it's over, it's done with. We got to get this win against MCW, so we end up the day 3-1, which we did.
Absolutely, able to get a couple of wins there, and then we're able to head right back to Jackson and get the matchup that everybody kind of looks forward to, circles on the calendar, JCC and Windham last night. And, you know, a heck of a battle back and forth. You guys just trading sets back and forth, getting to that fifth set. You know, both teams playing really well. And, you know, I think everything we've talked about throughout the year kind of all came together in that game. You know, five or six girls really dominating at the net, back row playing really well, serving, not a whole lot of errors throughout the game, and just both teams playing great volleyball, and you guys are able to get the win in five sets, 3-2.
Yeah, you know, like we talked about before we started, Zach, what a night. It is just, it's such a fun atmosphere, the Wyndham Jackson volleyball game, and both teams bring in great crowds. Both student sections are, you know, full and so much fun. Win or lose, obviously, I really enjoy that atmosphere, but obviously getting the win and such a tight, like you said, back-and-forth match. Still flying high here on cloud nine the day after, but I'm just so proud. Proud is an understatement of the girls. They just bought into that game plan that we went in with. You know, we really focused on next point. We had a couple of times where I feel like we could have crumbled a little bit, and they didn't. They focused on that next point, next ball. We went in knowing we had to defend. We knew Jackson, obviously, is a very good team. We knew they had some heavy hitters. And our digs, like you said, our stats were phenomenal, but our digs were out of this world. I'm just so proud of how the girls went for every ball and kept every ball alive. And, I mean, that's a lot of what I've heard, is just how we out-defended them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, getting that big win against a team like Jackson County Central also obviously feels good. But, you know, you guys now have a week off until you play again next Tuesday, you know, against Fairmont. And, you know, sometimes I'm sure as a coach that's a good thing. You get a little bit of a break and a little bit of a rest for the girls. But, you know, also coming off such an emotional win and you know, a big-time win, I'm sure you'd like to ride that momentum into a couple more games. What's kind of the plan here for this week as the girls get a little bit of a break before the next game?
Yeah, so obviously you'll hear the girls joke about that Crystal's philosophy is no days off. and we aren't. You know, they're going to we're getting right back at it today in the gym. I'm proud of them. We're going to enjoy this win. The nice thing about having this break is that we're able to enjoy it a little bit more. A lot of times when you have this big win, it's kind of like enjoy it, but now we got to turn around and get ready for the next team. And luckily we can enjoy it here for a day or two. Before we get ready for Fairmont, which they are a much improved team, they have a new head coach and she's done a great job with them. And so we just have to be ready to play because it's another big game for us, both in conference and section. So we'll enjoy this win here then, you know, next day, but then we'll turn around and figure out how we're going to beat Fairmont next Tuesday.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, congrats on the big win. Enjoy this week. Have a great practice here tonight. We'll catch up with you again here down the road.
Can't wait. Thanks so much, Zach.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
When it comes to vehicles, nobody knows them better than Grunewald Frame and Glass of Wyndham. Vehicle maintenance and repairs, glass replacements, oil and lube changes, tire and remote start systems. Grunewald Frame and Glass. Give them a call today at 507-831-0207.
Hilltop Recycling in Sanborn is your scrap recycling center. They buy and process all kinds of scrap vehicles, appliances, metals, and more for fair prices, local pickup, and roll-off boxes. Call and get your quote at 507-648-3398.
That's going to do it for the Coach's Show. Once again, congratulations to Carly Ross, our Hy-Vee of Wyndham KDOM Player of the Week. Coach's Show coming back next week as we recap what's going to be happening here this Friday as football back underway Friday and Saturday. 73 degrees here in Wyndham. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.